the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk
Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, instrumental in putting together all the items that we have on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the elements of the top 10 stories and who the people are, monitored by the folks at Talkers.com. The week of August 5th through August 9th is our focus, and Michael is here to go down, would we say, from 10 to 1 is going down the list, as opposed to if you went from 1 to 10, be going up the list.
We've been trying to figure that out for years, whether it's going up or down.
Go through the list, Michael, and help yourself.
It's a countdown or a count up. Let's start with number 10, though. It makes it more dramatic.
Yes.
I mean, who wants to end
with the
least important thing?
Yes.
But they're all important, and I want to say, again, that this is not the only 10 things that are being talked about. There's a lot of stuff being talked about on talk radio, but if you have to isolate 10 that really stand out, here they are. And they connect into each other in many cases, so this is an inexact science. It's as much of an art as a science, but it's based on a lot of listening and a lot of conversations behind the scenes in the radio business. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action and National Football League camps open. And this year, we seem to see more coverage of football training camps than we've ever seen before, which indicates just how, you know, popular football is. At number 9, crime and mayhem tied with wildfires and floods. We could have had an entire top 10 this week of various kidnappings, murders, shootings. They're all over the place, not to mention floods, not to mention those terrible West Coast wildfires. So for the sake of expediency, we put them all together at number 9. They're all over the place, and it's big stuff. At number 8, the Wiener scandal continues to linger as a topic of conversation. And the New York City mayor race, although, you know, not being talked about all around the country, is intensely disinteresting, interesting in New York and in areas around the Northeast. And it ties into the Wiener scandal. I mean, when you stop and think about the fact that a city with 10 million some odd people can't really come up with anybody to be mayor. At number 7, baseball and drugs. Separate from the sports talk, it's a big social phenomenon, and Alex Rodriguez is at the center of it. Number 6, the 2016 presidential, we're not calling it the election this week, we're calling it jockeying. The 2016 presidential jockeying has begun. At number 5, the NSA surveillance controversy and Snowden's Russian asylum. Number 4, Yemen drones and terror alert evaluation. People are discussing whether or not the alert last week was in proportion to the amount of alert news that went out.
Right.
G2 summit and Obama and Putin and their dance is at number 3. Number 2, the Mideast uncertainty, lots of unrest in the Mideast, and that is on the tongues of talkers. Number 1, controversy, criticism, implementation of Obamacare. That's the number 1 subject on the radio this past week. The people, number 10, Ariel Castro. Number 9, George W. Bush, a bit of a medical procedure. At number 8, Ayman al-Zawahiri and Nasir al-Haishi. We have Anthony Weiner at 7. We have Alex Rodriguez at 6. We have Chris Christie, Rand Paul, and Ted Cruz at number 5. Bill and Hillary at 4. Edward Snowden at 3. Vladimir Putin, perhaps one of the world's most interesting men, at number 2. And Barack Obama is number 1.
You really think that Putin is one of the world's most interesting men?
No, I don't. I read somewhere that somebody, and I don't know where I saw it, and I hate attributing things when I don't know where I'm attributing them, but there was an article in something I read that said, is Vladimir Putin really the world's most interesting man? A playoff on the Dos Equis character. And I didn't read it. But it struck my... you ever notice things in the periphery of your consciousness, and it just stuck with me, like, maybe he is interesting.
Interesting to whom is probably the better. We all have different things that turn us on, and because this is a program about talk radio, news talk radio, the people who are the stars in it, there are things that crop up through the course of the week that are covered at talkers.com, which is your guide daily. You ought to go in there, see who's doing what on news talk television, news talk radio. It's fascinating. For example, this week, Forbes magazine listed the 10 wealthiest, I don't know, not entrepreneurial folks. These are people that are stars of television, sometimes they're radio hosts as well. Rush Limbaugh was on the list, I think at number 6, having made $66 million last year. And Glenn Beck was number 3 on the list, having made $90 million last year. And so you look at these things and you think sometimes, I mentioned this on my Good Day program, and people called and said, well, How do these people identify with those in their audience, or maybe the other way around, how do the people in the audience identify with these guys that have this kind of money when they're talking to the common folks? I don't think Limbaugh tries to. No pretense. I mean, there's plenty of pretense on him with his Palm Beach and airplane. I don't get the same sense from Beck. Do you?
I don't know. I think Beck is more of a regular guy than Limbaugh.
Yeah.
But I don't think either of them, based upon the life they live and the pressure they're under and the scrutiny that they have to endure, can be regular guys anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I have always been fascinated by the ratio and the equation between how wealthy and successful someone is and how populist and regular they can remain when their wealth and success is built upon connecting with the common person. I used to find Nelson Rockefeller when I was a kid growing up in New York, and he was governor for most of my childhood, an interesting character. This guy's a Rockefeller, but he used to go to Coney Island and eat knishes with the voters.
Right.
And he seemed like a guy in the street. It's a very interesting process, and I don't think there's any hard rule as to how to do it.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Absolutely. There's no hard rule about it. Again, we're on the television side of things, but let's spend a minute on some rumors. Because on Fox, Sean Hannity has been, I believe, the second most popular or third most popular program after O'Reilly there. He'd been on 9 o'clock for quite a long time. The schedule that was published this week suggests that Megyn Kelly is going to take over the 9 o'clock slot weeknights on Fox. So now everybody says, huh? What happened? Where's Hannity going? How much of that have you heard this week in the rumblings?
Heard the rumblings. I don't know where he's going. I certainly do know they just recently signed a long-term contract with him.
Yeah.
And he remains one of their main attractions. I think they're just shuffling the deck a little bit to freshen it up. And I don't see whatever's coming as a demotion or as bad news for Hannity.
No.
But it is interesting.
Well, you know how
the answers.
It's interesting also to look at somehow how the people, the political side, News Talk Radio is what our focus is here, and it becomes very political. How many of those on the right took a shot at Ed? Ed, where did it just go out of my mind?
Big Ed.
Ed Schultz lost his Monday through Friday show on MSNBC and went on the weekends. And now it appears that the long-range plan is what Alec Baldwin over there. Is that something that we're he'd be sort of an interesting bombastic character to have on a radio or television program, wouldn't he?
Yeah, Alec Baldwin is a perfect profile for being a talk show host. As a matter of fact, he's on our new Frontier 50 for the work he's done with his talk podcasts. Alec Baldwin's an interesting guy. He's a bit bombastic, a bit certainly unpredictable, maybe even a little wacky. But, hey, that's what it takes.
All right, you want to explain for folks who may not have gone to talkers.com and experienced what the Frontier 50 list is for this year?
We have an annual list of 50 people in the talk radio business who are doing something interesting and noteworthy on the Internet as the era of Internet talk radio continues to evolve and grow and progress. And some of them are talent hosts, and others are entrepreneurs who have been building these interesting platforms. And I'll give you one hint. Number one is somebody we've been talking about on the show, you and I, this morning.
Yes.
And it's at talkers.com. And that's basically what it is. It's a very interesting overview of some pretty good Internet radio.
Yep. Internet radio, important part of what people are listening to. It's not just your daddy's favorite radio station, program, et cetera, et cetera. More on this in a moment. Michael Harrison is here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. He's the editor and publisher at talkers.com.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Look, kid. People touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You gotta keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Michael Harrison, who is a breath of fresh air, a guide, if you will, to the world of talk radio, news talk radio, the issues that are being discussed, the news is fodder for conversation. I had this, I was going to say problem, but I had a discussion about where all the information comes from that those of us who do talk radio are follow. What do we find when we look? Where do we go to look? How is it that some information shows up from television programs, from newspapers, from magazines? Are there no original thoughts? One person, it all started with a Twitter comment to me. This person said, well, you're just saying what somebody else said. I said, well, I'm reporting on what somebody said. No, no, where is the original thought? What's the original idea? And I said, there are none.
Well, I mean, so, this is fascinating theory about how the human nervous system and how human communications operates. Mm-hmm. But the person's asking is, are there any investigative journalists anymore?
Yeah.
Is there any? Are there any news bureaus that go out and look for news as opposed to piggyback on news that's already done? And the truth is, it's a combination of both. Most of the news that we talk about or read or see op-eds on or objective pieces on is a continuing story that's moving forward. And that's why there's a term called breaking news. Breaking news means it's a news story and the continuum of its development is starting. But after that, most of the stories you read are just moving it forward. One agency, one bureau working with another, responding to each other. It's a fascinating process. It's not easy to describe.
Well, it is pretty interesting, though, to follow the theory. We're asking where the first thought came from. Are there no original thoughts? I mean, somebody had to think of something at first, or it's like language. I learned this week.
Okay, you're walking down the street and you suddenly see a house is on fire. Mm-hmm. There are no police, there's no reporters, there's no one there. You see a stove blows up and flames come out the window. You call 911. 911 is monitored by the local newspaper. The local newspaper picks up on it, and all of a sudden it goes out. Fire on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
The original thought was you walking down the street seeing the fire.
Yep.
Every story has somebody it starts with.
Starts
and
somewhere.
That's the original thought.
There you go. Original thoughts abound on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We review the top 10 talk radio topics of the week on the countdown. You can follow us at talkers.com and dougstephan.com. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at talkers.com, is the man who goes through the stories and the people list every week for us in detail here on the countdown.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Michael Levine, the founder of the Levine Communication Office, a public relation agency in Beverly Hills, is here with us every week to instructionally bring us through some of the stories and or people, because more importantly, it's the people, but maybe the image of some company that also needs work. Or I always want to have Michael stimulate you by thinking, how could we fix this? And I think we talked a little last week about Major League Baseball. Now that the list is out of the men, there were people who raised their eyebrows, Michael, because all the names were Hispanic. So from an image point of view, the Hispanic players are important because they need to get the Hispanic the viewers on television and also the folks that come to the game actually to see it to root on their favorite players. And like a lot of us, we sort of seek out our own. And the Hispanics like to go to the ballpark, fill up the seats, and cheer on their favorite players. So is this a problem for Major League Baseball? Do the Hispanics have a problem because more of their people are using drugs than people from other places that are playing baseball? How do you look at this?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is what a great question you're asking. It's just a terrific question. And let me mention one of the other extenuating problems about what you're talking about. When Hispanics come to baseball stadiums, they don't come alone, brother.
Oh, no. Big families. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yep. They don't buy one ticket or two tickets. Or three tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I pay eight tickets. And so this, you can understand the multiple, the arithmetic of all this.
Mm-hmm.
It's very serious, right?
Yeah, it is serious stuff.
So there we are.
Yeah.
And the multiplication and the arithmetic of it all. So, but on the other hand, we have this problem, and what are we supposed to do? So baseball is caught between a rock and a hard place, and they are trying desperately to find some middle position. If it were up to baseball commissioner Buncelik, he would have thrown Mr. Rodriguez out of baseball for life.
Yeah.
And frankly had the evidence to do it. But for, I guess what you might refer to as geopolitical reasons, thought better of it and was a little more modulated and so forth. So it's one of these can't win situations.
I guess it's a shame in a manner of speaking because the game is going to have to be affected, not only attendance, but results, because these are all some of the best players in the game. Time will tell.
Doug, you're old enough to remember baseball was the national pastime.
Oh, absolutely.
It was
so defining, and today it is not the national.
Well, it isn't, and part of it is this stuff, the distraction from drugs and cheating and that sort of thing. But as prejudice, I mean, let's face it. The world likes, the members of various groups like their own, and there have been fewer and fewer white guys with American-sounding names playing baseball. As time rolls on, there are fewer and fewer Japanese playing, and to a point, there's something, whether people would admit it or not, I'm telling you the bold-faced truth. Some people really resent the fact, whether it's good or not, racist or not, it's the truth. Not that they're having trouble filling up the baseball stands, but it seems to be it's filling up with people that didn't used to go to the games and vice versa. The people used to go to the games don't go anymore.
The law of affinity. You're absolutely right. When I go to Dodger Stadium, I feel like I am at a somewhat ethnic event.
Yeah,
unless
right.
you go to the luxury boxes.
Yep. All right.
If you go to the luxury boxes, it's
different.
It's,
that's what it is. Hi, Michael Levine, who is the founder of the LCO office, also has another treat for you. You should go online to LBN Alert. Sign up with hundreds of thousands of other people around the globe who are listening, watching, checking out the news every day from the perspective of the LBN Alert at lbnalert.com. Michael Levine here on the Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals, unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're focusing on the items on the list for the week ending Friday, August 9th. Happy to have you along. Hope you're enjoying the information and you find it worthwhile. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't be listening. Number three item on the list, the performance-enhancing drug problem in Major League Baseball. Here are hosts Dave Logan and Dave Krieger talking about this week's suspensions and the players' attitude toward all these drugs.
When you look at this situation, what do you think about Major League Baseball and what they are doing? Do you applaud the efforts of Major League Baseball? Are they doing enough? Have they not done enough? Are there some that feel like they're doing too much? Alex Rodriguez, again, suspended for the rest of this year and all of next year, pending his appeal. Is that enough in terms of what Major League Baseball has done? What else could they do? And are we seeing gradually the disappearance of PEDs in baseball?
Well, I think of all the questions you asked, the easiest one to answer is the last one.
That's a no.
And that's a no. We are seeing the increased sophistication of PEDs in baseball, just as we're seeing it in other athletic endeavors. And it's very much as it was predicted to be years ago when we learned about the Balco case, the Barry Bonds, Marion Jones lab, which was really the first to design a steroid specifically to avoid detection. What they call designer steroids, steroids that are not in the test database yet. And finally, when it was discovered, they added those designer steroids to the test database. But the crooks are always one step ahead of the law in terms of figuring out what the law is not yet testing for. And I think that's what we've seen here. Why would a player like Ryan Braun, you know, an MVP, a rookie of the year, a guy making tons and tons of money, why would he take the chance? Well, because he thought he could get away with it. Because he thought the science had reached a point where he was ahead of the testers. And frankly, in baseball, for a long time, that was a very safe assumption. Because baseball didn't really want to know.
Here's host Preston Scott talking to Florida High School Athletic Association Executive Director Dr. Roger Deering. They discussed the kinds of performance-enhancing drugs that A-Rod is accused of using, and the fact that they're showing up in high schools now being used by high school athletes.
Can you chronicle for me the first time that you folks at the FHSAA kind of said, you know, we know it's out there, but we think we have a problem with schools and high school kids. When did this first show up?
Well, I'll tell you, off and on during the last couple of years, every once in a while we'll have a parent who will call our office and say, look, I'm worried that someone at my child's school on the team is handing out steroids to the players. We had a complaint from the Jacksonville area 2 years ago about a teacher or a coach who was putting some type of substance in the Gatorade when they were mixing the Gatorade. So, you know, it's always kind of been in the back of our mind, and I just want to also say this, is that we've focused so much the last 2 or 3 years on training and education and concussion awareness and heat and hydration, the effects of that, two-a-days and those types of things. But really, the drug issue is kind of like the elephant in the room. It's been there since the 60s, you know. It was there in the 60s and the 70s. And so what's happened now is when this thing broke with Major League Baseball about 2 weeks ago, our staff started talking and said, you know, we can't be naive enough to think that it's limited to just professional athletes. There have to be college students and probably high school students. And so with all the focus on concussion and heat and hydration, we said, you know what, we need to make sure everybody's continuing to focus on, drug abuse and the substances. We have a website that's got 75 different types of steroids, anabolic steroids and so forth that are performance-enhancing drugs that are banned from use in high school sports. If you use any of those, you would be in test positive. You'd be ineligible until you test clear. And so we asked for that press conference to make this everybody's awareness, and then all of a sudden on Monday, the Miami Herald breaks with a story that this Biogenesis group had high school students, or allegedly had high school students, high school parents of high school students, and maybe even some teachers or coaches who were customers of the Biogenesis clinic. I think it brings it all to the forefront, and we can't be naive and complacent enough to believe that South Florida is the only place that that could be happening or the only place that has those types of labs. As parents, as educators, as school administrators, we have to be vigilant and on guard and alert to look for the signs and prevent this type of abuse from happening. It's not good for the kids whose bodies are just being developed. And, you know, in their hearts, they know it's wrong. And they probably are not yet old enough to understand the damage they're really doing to their bodies.
Up next, we move to another one of the most talked about items this week, the terror threats in the Middle East. And that's next here on your weekly talk radio countdown show, the review of the hot hits in talk radio.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Granger. They balance my needs with my budget. Granger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Look, kid. People touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
On the Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here to continue with our overview of the number two item this week, Middle East terror threats. Here's host Jack Tomczak and Benjamin Cruz talking to political analyst David Gartenstein Ross about the president saying Al-Qaeda is not a big problem anymore. It seems to go against everything else we're hearing about the latest terror threats, don't you think?
What are your initial thoughts on these embassy closings?
The first thought that I have about it is that the administration, for quite some time, has been pushing the narrative that Al-Qaeda is essentially in its death throes.
So for to believe Obama last year running for re-election, he said it was on its heels and not a threat anymore.
Al-Qaeda's on the run.
Yeah.
Right, time and again. And its actions in response to this terrorist threat are deeply inconsistent with the narrative that it's been pushing. That's the first thing. There's still a lot that we don't know about the specifics of this plot. I mean, I would say that there's far, far more that we don't know than we do know. But one thing we do know is that the U.S. succeeded in penetrating Al-Qaeda leaders' communications at high levels, including the leader of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. And officials are talking about it to the media a lot. This is really problematic. It's difficult to penetrate these guys' communications. They're not just out there on Gmail or using cell phones to talk to each other.
Right.
And I think there are specific reasons that people are speaking so much about our penetration of their communications. But it's a big mistake because these guys in the past have shown the ability to adapt, and they may well just adapt here as well.
Question for you. Given that you just said, and I will take your word for it over my own, because what do I know about terrorism, that they're not using Gmail and they're not using cell phones. There's been much debate in this country about the NSA's efforts into looking into specifically those things, both here on American soil and elsewhere.
But if we've got members of Al-Qaeda purposefully avoiding using those forms of communication,
what value is it to do that?
Well, number one, the intercepts here are NSA intercepts. It makes fairly clear. But I would distinguish two different NSA programs. One program is NSA's domestic surveillance, such as its bulk collection of metadata. And then, secondly, there's its foreign spying efforts. And the various disclosures that Snowden has made somewhat blur the two. I mean, he's basically talking about everything the NSA does that he doesn't like.
Sure.
With respect to this specific plot, it implicates their foreign spying efforts. It doesn't implicate their domestic collection efforts. So I certainly wouldn't take this plot or the fact that NSA was able to penetrate Al-Qaeda's communications as validation of the domestic spying efforts.
Talk host Paul Westcott with national security expert K.T. McFarland. They discuss how serious this Al-Qaeda threat maybe.
This latest threat, which I've heard senators, Saxby Chambliss over this past weekend, as well as other members of the House, Peter King, coming out and saying that this is a grave threat. I mean, a very serious threat with over 20 embassies being closed down. What did you hear and see once that report came out?
Well, I think it is a serious threat. In my lifetime, and I've been at this for about 40 years, I've never seen this kind of an alert except immediately after September 11th. And there were two alerts. One was to close the embassies in 21 Muslim countries, and basically close them until further notice, and evacuate the U.S. personnel out of the embassy in Yemen. The second thing, though, was a travel alert to all Americans traveling overseas, saying avoid transportation places like airports and bus terminals and train stations, and, you know, be careful when you're in large public places like tourist attractions. I mean, what does that say? It says, okay, shut the door, stay home, huddle under the bed. You know, this is, maybe there is something to it, and there probably is, in which case, thank goodness we've warned people. Maybe there is something to it, and by warning everyone, we've basically foiled the attack. That's good, too. But if there's nothing to this, if it's just some political stunt, then I think we have a lot of explaining. Somebody has a lot of explaining to do.
And that's really, and that's my next question to you. I mean, once you say embassies closing down, once that report came out, I immediately thought with the rest of the country, at least the thinking part of the country, said, oh, Benghazi. That makes sense. That sounds like something that's, you know, it sounds related. It sounds like maybe this is a real threat, or maybe we're just being extra precautious because of what happened.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's good. I mean, I think an abundance of caution is a good idea in this case. But my concern is, okay, so we're going to close the embassy for a week. Well, Al-Qaeda can just say, great, we'll do our, put our thing off. We'll put our thing on hold for a week. We'll defer.
Exactly.
So we'll just wait and see. I mean, there's no way of prejudging this. But what makes me mad about the whole thing is, how did we get to this point? I mean, why is the most powerful nation in the world, you know, literally cowering under the bed? I think that by failing to go after the people who got us and killed Americans after Benghazi, by leaving the people who claim credit for it, by leaving them in broad open daylight in Benghazi, we really encouraged another attack.
Now, let's get some talk radio caller react. You know that as we produce this program, we monitor talk radio programs, not just for the content of the hosts, but for what the callers are saying. So we put together a montage of reaction here to these terror threats and the closing of the embassies in a lot of places in the Middle East.
It seems like this administration wants to keep the country in a constant state of fear and confusion. There's a crisis every other day. If you notice that they told us that Al-Qaeda was on the run, that we didn't have a whole lot to fear about them, and now they're back alive and well. General Motors, they told us, was doing well. Now they went to China and they hired 30 to 40,000 people. President Obama said Detroit, their economy was roaring back. Yeah, and I think they filed for bankruptcy. This administration, they just can't seem to do anything correct. So what they do is to keep the people chasing their tail. That's basically their objective, a state of confusion, and then blame somebody else.
Sure, there's terrorist threats out there. There's always going to be terrorist threats out there. But since when is the Secretary of Defense letting it leak out to the public? They've always kept that hush, 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 hush until it was, what, almost a code red or a yellow. This is all to get control over the ammo and the guns so the American people can't defend themselves anymore because they don't want anybody to have the right to carry. The ones they should be going over after is all the gang members, okay? Then we wouldn't have to worry about any of this. But they want to control our ammo. They want to control the guns. They want to control and keep us in fear all at once. This is all way too much. And they yes, it's in the newspaper. Yes, it's being leaked all at once. But it was never leaked before when it was really bad. So why is it being leaked out to us now?
You know, the big thing is these guys are getting funding. And a lot of that funding, I may be wrong, but a lot of that funding right there seems to me like it's coming from basically foreign aid that we're giving to these countries that are sitting here. As soon as we give it to them, I mean, they're just waiting to, you know, sit back and cut our throats. If you cut foreign aid off to these guys right here, You cut the head of the snake off and the body will follow. Those guys, like I said, they're money hungry and they're looking for outside resources to basically fund what they're doing over there. And by us giving them all the military equipment that we're giving them and then taking away some of the military and defense, that we've got here, is doing nothing but funding these guys and giving them what they want. And, you know, the United States and especially the current, you know, the commander-in-chief needs to sit down and think about things like that, because we're playing right into their hands and giving them, you know, the things that they need to keep going and succeed at doing what they're doing.
Up next, we check in with attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with his input on some of the important issues of the week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, continuing with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney, as we go through the talker charts for the week of August 5th through the 9th. One of the things that's on here is sort of a B to one of the A items, the story of the two friends of the Boston Marathon bomber who have been charged now with accessory and obstructing justice, that sort of thing. So, just because they were friends of this guy, just because they did what friends would do, it now has come to the minds of those who are prosecuting this that these two should be prosecuted along with the perpetrator. What do you say? What do people need to know about this? Is this a serious charge? Is the FBI just trying to get them? What's the positioning here, Steve?
Well, what you've got is some friends of the marathon bomber, who he went to shortly after the bombings, and they helped him get rid of some evidence. Serious crime. On the other hand, there was nothing to indicate that they had been involved in the planning or the perpetrating of that crime. So it, you know, it is something where I suppose I would be surprised if there wasn't some kind of a plea bargain and a relatively lesser sentence. You know, what they did was wrong. What they did to a certain extent, you know, as you put it, friends helping friends, be understandable. So it's, you know, I don't see that society is that much better served by coming down on these guys as the, you know, with the ton of bricks. If they had been in any way involved in the planning or pulling off of that crime, that's a whole different thing. But here, at this point, it's even questionable about what they knew with what they were doing. So we'll have to follow and see as the evidence comes out.
Crime and mayhem in the news. All right, News Talk Radio and the drug scandal. We talked about this a little bit last week. The name's actually out, 13 of them. I'm looking for a class action lawsuit by some Hispanic group because all the names are Hispanic.
I don't know. You know, one of the things that's the most interesting is the reason for the how this came down. It's this one particular lab in the Miami area, and according to the reports that I've been seeing, what happened was none of these guys ever flunked drug tests, which again shows how advanced these the cheaters are as for being able to cover up the drug test. But someone dropped a dime on this lab because it was someone who was owed $4,000 by a principal of the lab. So over $4,000, really literally hundreds of millions of dollars of salary are going to be lost because someone just was upset about it. But bottom line is baseball is taking it very, very seriously to a point where even the players union is not defending. They're assisting A-Rod as they have to with his appeal, but it doesn't seem in any of the pronouncements that they are defending this at all.
Pretty indefensible in a sense. But the other side of it is a lot of people, you look at some of the polls, people say, eh, you know what, so what? Makes the game better, more interesting, hit more home runs, people get excited, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So. Well, you know, there is something to be said for the fact that how do you decide which is a performance-enhancing drug that is illegal and when is something just a scientific advancement? So they're allowed to take certain supplements, but they aren't allowed to take certain other drugs that are legal.
Yeah.
And, you know, the standards are just very vague.
All right, let's move on to the surveillance, well, the NSA slash Edward Snowden deal, the Russian asylum. I think we've talked about this in part before, how Mr. Holder, the Attorney General, has screwed up one document after another to the point where legally all of those requests for extradition were no good. So how is it that we, you know, nobody seems to, I haven't heard a lot of discussion about this except from the political people that don't like Obama, but this is not about politics, about competency.
Well, to a certain extent it is, but you know, this is something that's not terribly unusual in extradition, is you send the initial papers, they find that they want some changes or fault according to the particular country's standards, and then you remedy those. In this case, it's because the countries didn't want to turn somebody over. So it isn't as bad as it appears. It really is pretty much business as usual.
Business as usual. Ain't that sweet? Well, in terms of Mr. Snow, well, it isn't for Mr. Obama because he doesn't want to meet with Mr. Putin. So,
no, that one's not going to happen.
Mm. All right, what does happen here when Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a noted attorney, is on the program, we discuss the legal aspects of a lot of the things that are in our top 10 chart from the week from talkers.com. Don't forget scamicide.com, a website dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams. That comes from the mind of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's here every week on our Talk Radio Countdown show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.